Okay, so I am in a super intense mission to help you. And this is not a marketing scheme or any other weird idea. I'm talking about for real. I believe that if I don't help as much as possible businesses thrive in this very difficult COVID-19 environment, I'm not going to have a business to run after we're all through this particular pandemic. So I believe that it's actually of our best interest, everybody, that we pull together and we use our superhuman superpowers, whatever they are, and help each other out. Because of that, I'm going very, very intense into providing a ton of value. So I thought about it for a very long time, and I had to think about what can I do to give people tools in this very difficult era that we're all going through. Because as we all know, digital marketing has been a very, very vital component of businesses in the online world for already like a good solid 10, 15 years, right? Most people out there, most businesses do not really understand how to use it. That's why we, digital marketers, took advantage of it to be able to get more attention in these platforms. Now, what's happening is that now digital marketing has become the number one most important factor when it comes to keeping a business afloat. It's not something that is now a hobby. It's not something that if I feel good, I'll get some digital marketing done. Or maybe if I feel up to it, otherwise, I'm going to keep on operating in the same old way. That attitude is going to lead towards complete and utter devastation of any business goals and dreams that you might have. Even though I have been pushing this point for a long time, now my training, my education has become gold. It has become something that we all need to have in order to survive this very difficult era. If you learn digital marketing, if you become an expert in today's world, you are guaranteed success and you are guaranteed expansion after this whole thing calms down. Because let me guarantee you one thing, the only thing that I can guarantee in this point, this thing will pass. Unless you are a doom and gloom, Debbie Downer type of individual, you know that this thing will pass. When will it pass? Nobody knows. A month, 6 months, a year, 18 months? It depends. That's still to actually be determined, right? Because realistically, this has been an unprecedented effect around the world, and nobody really knows exactly what's going to happen here. But I know that we will get through it. The ones that survive, the ones that can actually remain alive throughout this time, the ones that can hold the breath the longest are the ones that are going to stay on afloat and keep on surviving throughout these very difficult times. Because of that, right now, this is the time for you to double down and become an expert in the subject of marketing in these platforms on Facebook, on Instagram TV, on YouTube, and all of them across the internet world. This is the time. This is the perfect time for you to make sure that you're not wasting your energy binge watching Netflix shows or House of Cards or Game of Thrones or HBO or nothing, and actually diving into the online world so you can become an expert in this field. Because of that, I am in a mission to help any business that wants to pay attention, and I'm in a mission that I want to call it a humanitarian campaign because I am sacrificing one of my most important assets, which is my digital program called the Facebook Masters. This program, I don't know if you're listening to this podcast now and you have done my program and you're just basically continuing to follow my education. But if you haven't, then this is your one opportunity and this is the silver lining in a very dark cloud that I want you to take advantage of ASAP. I'm giving you guys access for free. No strings attached, no credit cards required. There's a few requirements that I'm going to ask of you, and I think that these are fair, especially because I'm not asking you to give me any money, and I will not offer you anything. This is not an upsell. There's no offers. There's nothing going on. That's a promise and a guarantee on my side. But I'm going to be asking you for a couple of things because it's fair for the rest of the people that actually paid $2,000 for this program over the last 2 years for me to show them step by step how to get all these things done, including messenger marketing, including audiences, building strategies, et cetera, and a lot more stuff that take you step by step. So I'm going to require you to do a video testimonial for me at some point. I'm going to require you to share and help me spread the word. I'm going to also require you that you stay active. If you're not able to do these free things, then don't sign up. Don't do it. Don't go to the website at all. If you are willing to do those free things, then you should go and visit the website, get more information, and sign up and get your free access to this specific scholarship that we're just launching for the Facebook Masters. You can go check that out, manuelsuarez.com/expansion. The link should be in the description of this particular podcast episode. Okay, so that's my mission. That is my humanitarian campaign. That's what my contribution and my superpower is to the world, because what I bring to the table is ability to market one's product and ability to provide value to an audience and generate followings and generate audiences that we can sell our products and offers and services to. Okay, so without further ado, that's my introduction to today's podcast. I just got off a Facebook Live about 2 hours ago. And as I'm recording this, this is the 25th of March, 2020, in the middle of the pandemic and shutdowns and quarantines and all those things that are happening around the world. So today I did a Zoom training, a webinar, and it was also on Facebook Live. And I went over 7 steps, a battle plan, for you to be able to market in the COVID-19 era. There's a series of things that you need to do, and there's a series of things that you shouldn't be doing right now in this era, and I want you to know about it and implement these things that are going to be vital for your survival during these times. What am I doing feeding you guys these data? Well, remember, I own a marketing agency called AGM, which stands for Attention Grabbing Media. I handle the marketing for a lot of very special people, several celebrities, several powerhouses, including Dr. Eric Berg, including my dad, Frank Suarez, including Chick Corea, the jazz musician, including on and on and on, right? So I have a lot of data and I know how you should approach it. And my superpower, again, is to provide you my marketing mind to give you guys a little bit more feedback and data in regards to how you need to be operating in today's environment while we get through this, all right? So in this podcast, you're gonna listen to it. There's gonna be some things because I am showing a whiteboard and I'm drawing things on the background. So you're gonna see me drawing things. The audio is pretty good. I don't mean you're going to see me because you're not going to see me in this podcast, but you're going to listen to me while I'm drawing things. If you want to have the video experience, you will be able to get it just with the audio. But if you want to have the video experience, I did put the link at the bottom of the description so you guys can actually watch the entire Facebook Live and not have to only be limited to the actual audio in this podcast. All right. 7 steps that you need to implement in this era, so you can come out victor at the end of this whole thing with larger audiences of service, with more goodwill towards your business, and coming out with an audience that has been impressed with your performance across social media and how you went about providing value and stepping outside the box so you can help them get through these tough times. All right, super excited, guys. Believe it or not, I am super pumped about our future. I believe that the world is getting united. I believe that we're going to eventually come out of this, and that silver lining is going to make this organization stronger, at least on my side at AGM. My value has gone up because marketing and social media has become more important. We are replacing socializing with social media, all right? And social distancing is now what we are doing in social media. We're getting social closure. I don't think that even makes sense, social closure, right? But we're getting close socially using the power of the internet, and that's what we need to keep on doing more of together, all right? There you have it, guys. Hope you enjoyed the podcast, and let me know if you have any questions. manuelsuarez.com/expansion. Sign up for the Facebook Masters before it's too late, because on the 30th of the month, if you're listening to this podcast after that time, this is not available anymore. All right, guys, talk to you soon. Here's the podcast. Okay, great. So I believe we are live now here. I'll give you guys some time to get in. I'm about to go live on Facebook too, and I'm trying this out for the first time. So let's see if this is all working. And you guys can give me some feedback. Let me know if you guys can hear me well and see me well. I'm starting live on Facebook, and I should be live on Facebook. It would be great if somebody can confirm that for me. Any of you guys that are here, any of my staff members, it says that a webinar is streaming.
On Facebook, so that's great. Can anybody confirm? Rain, can you confirm? I see you here, Rain. I see you. Can you confirm? We're doing this for the first time. We are live on Zoom. We're doing a webinar. I have a great presentation for you guys today. All about what? How to market in the COVID-19 era, because it is a different era. Sam says, I'm here. I want to thank you for the gift of the course. Super excited about that. Yeah, Rain says, I'm live on Facebook, right? Okay, great. Rain, so let's let everybody know. Let's have Jonald and my team spread the word. I want to have a lot of people here because it's going to provide a ton of value and a ton of energy. Let me tell you one thing, guys. How's the sound? Is the sound is good? How's it? You guys see me well? Like, isn't this a cool background? What do you guys think about it? Give me some feedback on that. I know I'm gonna have also, I'm gonna see messages here on my phone. So that's good. Diana says, all good, fantastic. Ken says, looks great, very good. I'm glad that you guys are here. I know you guys probably got the email last minute, but have your questions ready. If you wanna plug them in, make sure that you plug them in. I will get to your questions. I'm gonna try to get as many of them as possible. Since we're on Facebook Live, I know I'm also gonna have a lot of questions there. Get your questions submitted on the Facebook Live. Please help me share this particular event. Go ahead and click that button and hit share, and let's actually help a lot of people. We want to get this thing to go viral. What do you think about that? Instead of the other thing to go viral, let's make content that is educational, that is inspirational, that is actually going to help the world get better. We should make that go viral. Do you agree? All right, so that's where I have my attention right now. I'm on a mission right now, and I'm super pumped and I'm super energized, and I want to help you guys survive this era. Right now, I can tell you where I'm at in Clearwater, Florida, which is where I live, which is where I have my operations. I do have people all over the United States and all over the world. My agency operates in 8 countries. I have an agency called AGM Marketing, and we operate in 8 different countries. And here in the United States, just today in Clearwater, which is a Tampa Bay area, which is what they call Pinellas County, they actually issued a safer at home order. It's not a stay at home, it's a safer at home order, which they're requiring companies to close down unless they actually can abide by the CDC regulations, which is things like stay 6 feet apart and other things that we absolutely can do that. Even though we love each other to death and we want to hug each other and we're always trying to kiss each other. Just kidding, guys. We're not doing those things in this business. We are a serious business. But we do care about each other a lot, but we are trying to protect our environment because we are very serious about making sure that we stay healthy during this era. But still, you guys know, anybody that has followed me for a long time, you guys know that I have talked about the importance of marketing. Obviously, I'm a marketer throughout ages. Businesses survive or succumb generally in 2 areas, and that's it. Marketing, recruiting. If you're good at marketing and you know how to capture attention, then all you got to do is get good at recruiting. Because once you get good at recruiting and you got the good team in place, then you put the systems in place and now you can scale your business. If you are a good recruiter and you know about getting quality people to help you, then all you got to do is figure out how to get your message seen by people, get your message heard by as many people as possible, and then bring them into your offers, your funnels, your customer journey overall. So those 2 things are very important. So what do we do right now in this era? Well, a few days ago, I talked about a very important article that Forbes magazine rolled out in regards to the COVID-19 era, all right? And that article talked about the only businesses that will make it in today's environment are the businesses that adjust themselves to the digital world. So I've been hearing people all over the place telling me things like yesterday, I had somebody on my Facebook Live telling me, hey Manuel, so I have a museum and I sell inventory there about pirates and this is what I do. Okay, great. What a great opportunity for you to be able to create a Shopify channel. If you guys don't know what Shopify is, I'll tell you, I'm gonna write it right here. If you have products to sell, I want you to comment below. Comment whether you're on Zoom right now on the webinar or whether you are on Facebook Live right now. I want you to comment and let me know what is your business? What do you do and what do you need help with? Do you have products or do you have services? And what do you want to figure out? And I can probably help you get some ideas rolling in regards to that. But if you have products and you're used to selling your products physically on a retail shop, no matter what it is, even if it's a small mom and pop shop, social media does present to you opportunities. What a great, great silver lining on a very dark cloud to figure out how to penetrate the online world, which is such a vital, vital component of today's world. If you hadn't done it yet, well, guess what? You have to absolutely do it now or else you will become irrelevant. Do you want to be irrelevant? Probably not, right? You probably want to be relevant. You probably want to be have a business. You want to have that independence. You want to survive. You want to keep the quality of living of your family. You want to keep the quality of living of the people around you and yourself without having to be too affected. Well, guess what? You have to get online. I'm still shipping products all over the world. I still have an Amazon account selling a lot of products. Are we selling less? Yes, we're selling less. It would be ignorant to confront the reality of what we're going through today and how people are tightening up on their wallets more than ever. So yes, it is happening, but if you have an online presence, you can still survive. And today I'm gonna cover a few things in regards to what I believe to be the marketing strategy for the next several months. I'm not gonna be able to tell you exactly for how long because nobody really knows. If somebody tells you that they know, they're lying to you because no experts, no president, no government, no person, no doctor, no scientist has ever experienced this before. And because they haven't experienced it before, they cannot possibly tell you with accuracy how long is this thing going to last for. Is it going to end? I'm going to guarantee you something. It absolutely will end. Hey, I watched the show Walking Dead. Am I a believer in an apocalypse like that? No, I don't think we're there. I don't think we're even close to being there. So if you're so negative that you believe the world is now going to end, then you shouldn't be watching this video. But if you know there's hope, that there's light at the end of the tunnel, then stick around because I'm going to show you guys the path towards being able to take advantage of this opportunity to become an expert, to get good at something, to penetrate social media, to be a part of the online world and plant your flag in the digital world, which is basically just beginning now. If you guys think about it, 1999, it was the internet boom, 2006, YouTube became a thing. This whole thing is just basically starting. We're talking about 20 years in history of the online world really being mainstream. Because of that, I can tell you that if you plant your roots right now and you are one of those people that are looking at the silver lining in between this incredible dark, right, you're going to be able to leverage that to your advantage and take off and ride the opportunity wave. That's what it's all about, guys. Riding opportunity waves. I've been talking about that quote from Seneca for so long. He explains what lucky really means. He explains that lucky is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. You get lucky when you get prepared and you actually do things that are smart and now an opportunity presents itself. That's what it's all about. Okay, so if you have a shop, a physical shop, and you have things to sell, whether you have t-shirts, whether you have products from any museum or you have some kind of cool gift shop, no matter what it is that you have, you sell clothes, you sell jewelry, you sell music, whatever it is, it's time for you to set up a website. You might be asking yourself, what are you talking about? I've never in my life thought about building a website. That's only the people in India build those websites and I don't have money for that. And it's gonna cost me $10,000. And no, absolutely not. There is a platform that I highly recommend. I'm not gonna get too deep into that right now, but I'll tell you guys so I can give you some direction in regards to what to do if you're looking to go down this path. So let's see, if you wanna write this down, let me put this in bigger letters. It's called Shopify. Shopify, okay? Shopify right now, S-H-O-P-I-F-Y, it's a platform in which you can create your e-commerce. And they used to give you 14 days trial. Again, I am not affiliated with them and I am not connected with them in any way, shape or form. I'm telling you about a tool that you can use to build a website. In a few days, a day or two, if you put the attention on it, you go to Shopify.com, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, they're giving people a 90-day trial, I believe. Instead of 14 days, they're giving you a 90-day trial. So you don't have to pay a penny to build your own website. Let me repeat this. You do not have to pay a single penny to build your own website. Once 90 days pass, don't take me up for it. Just got to look into it yourself. It might be 60 days. If it's 60 or 90 days, once the time passes of the free trial, I believe it's about a $30 a month membership. You can put your images of your products there. You can put titles, descriptions. You can just launch it. And now all you got to do is to learn about social media and social media advertising, content creation, and distribution of that content. And that's what we're going to talk about today in more details. And then I want to have you guys ask me questions. What a great opportunity. Instead of binge watching on House of Cards or Game of Thrones or Homeland or whatever it is that you guys are into, why not learn about these platforms? Why not learn how to go online so you don't have to depend to the of the old traditional world that was still, regardless, was still dying, was still struggling. There were businesses shutting down and closing down because they were not getting enough attention in their retail shops. Okay, so let's talk about this today. What is my plan of action? And I wanna call this my battle plan. What is my battle plan to succeed and get through this very difficult world? Because you gotta change things. That's a guarantee. If you don't change your operating basis, if you don't change how you're advertising, let's say that you here on this call, which I know it's a lot of you guys at this point, Rainy, if you can give me an update also on how many people we have on both places, that would be great because I cannot see it here. But let's say that, for example, you already are an advertiser. I have a marketing agency. We spend $1 million on advertising every single month. I handle accounts that are big and accounts that are small. If you do not adjust your marketing strategies, you will feel the pain. Right now, marketing cannot be about selling and offering your products or services, and we gotta adjust that. So instead of doing that, what is the plan? What do we do and how do we win? Okay, great. Number one, point number one. Communicate, omnipresence. Communicate, omnipresence. What do I mean by that? Well, this is what I'm trying to do myself. I'm trying to walk the talk every single day. We have a lot of platforms that are, let's go ahead and name them out for a second. What platforms are out there that I don't have to pay a single penny to be able to utilize? And that's what it's all about, okay? So we have Facebook, Instagram, Instagram TV, Pinterest. We have LinkedIn. Twitter. Hey, we have platforms that are growing. TikTok. I'm working on TikTok right now myself every day, almost every day, because my daughter, she's 11, she's a TikTok fan. She absolutely loves the platform. It has a lot of attention. There's a growing demographic in the platform and it's fun. It's very fun. You will see a different aspect, a very different aspect of who I am in that platform than everywhere else. And TikTok is very family oriented. It's my life before and after work. It's my life as a marketer, father of three kids and a beautiful wife. It's me more behind the scenes. And that's what I'm doing on TikTok. And we have things like Snapchat. Never got into it. I should have, I never did. I refused to. And then we got a lot of other messaging apps. We got Messenger, we got WhatsApp. There's not that many, guys. I'm missing probably a few here, right? Obviously a major one, major, major one that I'm missing here, okay? YouTube. So I'll tell you what I'm doing on every one, okay? Because this is about being omnipresent. When I say omnipresent, I need you guys to double down. This is not a time for you to slow down on your communication. This time is a time for you to increase your communication and be more real and more open. If you look at my points over here, when it comes to my sequence, number one is communicate and omnipresent, but number two is connected to that. It says, don't ignore reality. Don't pretend like things are fantastic. Don't start communicating things that are really not real to people, because we're all like either quarantined or we're all like in our homes. We are all with canceled activities and events. Some of us are not able to work, etc. So this is around the world. And because of that, you have to be real. When you talk to people, make sure that you're communicating from a point of reality to them. Because if you don't communicate like that, you're going to start losing attention. Especially because it's not like people are thinking about this 50% of the time. COVID-19 has invaded us so much, way more than our bodies mentally. We have been mentally completely penetrated by this virus. Physically, most of us have never even been touched by this. Mentally, we are all disturbed by it. Stock market crashing, all kinds of rules, segregation, people that are dying that are in the news, the media feeding us data left and right. And we are like, it's all doom and gloom, bad news. Stock market going from 29,000 to like 18,000 in a matter of weeks. What the heck is going on? Is the world going down to zero? No, it's not. But the media is out there trying to make us seem like it is going down to zero. So if you guys think about it, it's more of a mental manifestation than a physical one. Even though we have a lot of people that are infected, 400,000 out of 7 billion people that have been confirmed, well, this thing is actually growing, right? But mentally, that's where the real damages have come in. The economy has collapsed because of the mental effects of what the COVID-19 has had for us. So you got to talk to people's reality. Don't start talking about things that don't really include that message in between them. I'm telling you myself, I'm talking about from my own experience. I am working on adjusting my own message. Because for example, if you go to my social media, which I am omnipresent, and you actually have see a video of mine on Facebook, right, in which I am on a seminar and I'm delivering a presentation. Well, is that real to people? No, that makes me look like I am not a real human being, that I'm operating on a different planet, not infected by this horrible situation. Well, that's not real. So I'm adjusting that because I want to make sure that I am real. Not only that, my email marketing, I got to make that real. My social media, I got to make it real. My messaging, it has to revolve all around that. And you got to think about from your business, what can you do so you can actually provide value and educate people based on what you have on your business and your service, all right? And I'll talk to you guys more about that in a second. Let me see what's happening on this side. Okay, good. So guys, remember, if you guys are on Facebook, help me spread the word. I'm gonna take a little pause right here, all right? I'm very passionate about this. If you guys agree, just hit that share button and help me reach more people, because we need right now a lot more inspiration, and we need a lot more people that are out there trying to make the world a better place in the middle of all this collapse around us. Otherwise, it's gonna continue going downhill, and we can stop that ourselves. We have control with that. So if you can help me spread the word, hit that share button if you're on Facebook, and help me spread the word and then help me find more people that I can help. Okay, so omnipresent. On Facebook, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I am working on doing 3-4 posts a day. On Instagram, I'm working on doing 2-3 a day. On Instagram TV, I'm working on 1 full video per day. On Pinterest, I'm not doing anything because this is not my market. But if you have an e-commerce yourself, or if you have if you're servicing women, Pinterest is a goldmine right there that you want to use to be able to capture attention and provide value. On LinkedIn, I'm working on doing 2-3 posts a day. On Twitter, I believe we do 1 a day. On TikTok, I'm trying to do 1 a day. Different. On Snapchat, I'm not into Snapchat. My kids are. On Messenger, we do a lot of Messenger. If you guys want to subscribe to my Messenger channel, it's very simple. You absolutely can. I provide a lot of value in it. I have an existing offer for those of you guys that are here right now, and maybe you don't know who I am, right? Like, can you guys comment below and let me know if you guys, anybody that's here, it's the first time that you ever see this crazy dude talking in front of a whiteboard. Let me know. Okay, I'm super, super curious about that. So if you are actually on my Messenger channel, you're going to get a lot of education in it. Okay, so I got Dennis, your first time hearing you. Okay, good. Dennis, welcome to the audience. I appreciate you guys. I always get super excited about new people coming in and being introduced to my personal message and my personal brand to help you guys out. I'm a social media marketer. That's what I do. I help people understand these platforms. I help them get educated and understand how to use advertising on these platforms and also strategies on these platforms to be able to capture more attention. That is a long story short of who I am. I am promoting right now, just so you guys know, something that is not really a promotion because I'm not selling it and I'm not actually requiring a single penny from you and I'm not going to upsell you or offer you anything, all right? But if you guys want to get signed up, I have a course called the Facebook Masters, which I have promoted for the last 2 years, and it has sold millions of dollars, and people paid $1,997 for it. I'm giving it away for free during COVID-19 and this whole pandemic that we're all going through. I am literally opening up my closed doors, and I am tightening my entire team just to give it to you. So this is a product that I used to sell just until last week, and now I'm giving it to you again. $1,997 course, not a made up value, an actual value that I have given to the world that has educated thousands of entrepreneurs on the subject of social media advertising and strategies in this platform. So if you guys want to sign up, somebody should put the link on the actual Facebook Live. One of you guys, my staff, they should be here, manuelsuarez.com/expansion. And you guys can go and sign up. And we'll talk about that some more later on. So Messenger, I'm doing a lot. On my course, there is a whole module called Facebook Messenger Marketing. And on that module, I teach you about a platform called ManyChat. And I give you all the details on how to use that platform to be able to get more attention and to get subscribers and generate leads. That module is a beast of a module, about 12 hours of content, and takes you step by step on 20 lessons on how to build your own following on Messenger. Great opportunity for you to provide value on this platform here. WhatsApp. Well, WhatsApp is opening up the platform slowly but surely, and they're gonna allow you to generate leads, but it's a great platform to communicate and to engage. On YouTube, I am trying to do, and I'm getting close to it. Phoenix, are we getting close to it? One a day. We're getting close to one video a day on the platform. So you guys wanna check out that YouTube channel. It has a lot of value, and I'm obsessed about giving you guys value. I believe in the long-term strategy of providing value to the world. If you guys want to check it out, you go to Manuel Suarez on YouTube, and you should find my channel there and check out the content that we're putting out for you guys there. So omnipresent, that's John's thumb right there. Omnipresence is actually being everywhere at the same time in as many places as possible. So you got to work on this. Now, if you want to know what we try to do with omnipresent, you can look at the accounts that I manage. You can look at my account. You can look at Dr. Eric Berg. You can look at my dad, Frank Suarez, on a channel called Metabolismo TV, if you speak Spanish. You can look at all the people that we manage, and this is what we try to do across all these accounts. Be in as many places as possible, as many times as possible. People ask me, how much is too much? Am I doing too much? Am I doing too little? No. Remember, these platforms are free. You don't have to pay a single penny. So you don't have to have an excuse of, I wish I could do advertising on social media, but I don't really have money for it. Guys, they are free. You can create accounts for free. You can communicate to the world for free. Creating Facebook pages, creating YouTube channels, Instagram followings, etc. It's all for free if you provide value, all right? So you gotta figure out what is it that you can do in this COVID-19 era that you can do to create some value across your brand, across your business and yourself. Because guess what's gonna happen, guys? Some people are gonna benefit from this dramatically. Some people, at the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, which there will be an end, I'll repeat, there will be an end to this. I don't know if it's gonna be in 2 weeks or if it's gonna be in 6 months, but there will be an end to this moment, and we're gonna start going up trend again, just like we did for the 2007 real estate explosion, right? We had a moment, we had a year, things went down trend, and then we exploded consecutively for a long time, all right? Actually, for about 12 years. We had a 12-year expansion. So what a better opportunity than now to be able to capitalize on this online world and learn it so you can get ready to ride the wave once we are there. So communicate omnipresence. Don't ignore reality. Talk to them based on what's happening today. Like right now, look at my reality, right? What did I do? I sent you guys an invitation to come do a webinar about what? Am I going to send you an invitation about, hey, come learn how to make $1 million in a month? Of course not. You're not thinking about that. First of all, you're not going to believe that. So why am I going to promote that? Instead of that, what is my invitation? Well, how to market in the COVID-19 world. Now that's real. Some of you guys have businesses. You have Amazon brands. You have e-commerce. You need leads. You need to service people. You need to be able to somehow pay your bills. You have a standard of living. You have a mortgage to pay. You have kids to continue helping survive. We all have to continue. And because of that, I know that I have to give you guys tool on how to make it in this COVID-19 world. This is how you communicate. This is how you do it in this world. You want to revolve your message around that. I'm not saying become Debbie Downer. I'm not saying be doom and gloom, all dark and scary. I'm saying talk to people's reality. Am I being negative here? Am I saying that we have the apocalypse in front of us and the world is going to end? Heck no, that's not the idea. I know for sure we're going to make it, but I got to talk to the reality of people. And that's very important to do on your posts, on your videos, on your articles, on your podcast, everywhere. You got to be everywhere. By the way, I missed out on adding one platform here, which, by the way, if you guys are not following, you guys need to follow, all right? And it's very easy to follow me. So if you have the ability to talk, you should be doing a podcast, and you should be doing as many of them as possible. There is a platform. Anybody that's interested in creating a podcast, there is a platform, which I'm going to write it here for you guys, okay? And that platform is called Anchor, all right? And again, I am not affiliated with it, but if you go to anchor.fm, guess what? Congratulations, you can create your own podcast. And that's the value of today's world, because this allows you to create a podcast for free. I have my podcast there. If you go to anchor.fm/Facebook Ninja, you will land on my podcast and you will get information on how to market in social media, how to market in this world today, how to get more people's attention, how to grow a following, how to expand on these platforms, how to utilize Facebook, Instagram, and all these platforms to your benefit. Podcast, I need to move towards doing one a day, but right now I can say that I'm doing about two of them a week, okay, at this point, all right? So talk to them, people's reality. Okay, great. So now let's see. Be a stabilizing influence, all right? What does that mean? Are you going to be all doom and gloom, all scary, the world's going to end? No. I want you guys to be a stabilizing influence. Let people know how everything's going to be okay. Talk to them. Give them advice. Answer their questions. Get them on Facebook Live. Right now, there's very few things that are hotter than an individual talking to an audience live. My dad just did a Facebook Live yesterday talking to his audience, explaining about how to wash their hands and how to stay healthy. He had over 4,000 people live in attendance in a single live Facebook Live. So you have the ability to talk to your audience and just provide that value and let them know things are going to be okay. Because right now, I can tell you one thing. People are spending less money because we're going into a recession, and that's just the way things are when economy collapses. But they're consuming more content than ever. Facebook has to actually lower the quality of the videos because there's so many people streaming. The same thing with YouTube, the same thing with Netflix, Amazon Prime. These corporations are trying to lower the quality of streaming because they're being overloaded because there's so many people increasing the use of their particular platforms. It's happening. I saw some numbers right now on Facebook that doubled or tripled the amount of time spent on the devices. So you have people there. You have an opportunity right now to capture more audiences than you ever had before. But you gotta have the right strategy, because if all you do is you don't change anything and you sell, you're gonna lose people left and right. Okay, so let me see. I got a bunch of things coming in here. So Michelle says, hello, Manuel, it's a pleasure to see you. Thank you, Michelle. Kathleen says, thank you, very cool, can't wait to start. Kaylee Percy Alonso says, I know who you are, but have not been to any of your lectures. All right, great to have you here, Kaylee. Angelica says, I watched a presentation of yours in person before. That's great. Great to have you here. Gabriela says, yes, we need to be real and not ignore what is happening. Love this guy. Thank you, Gabriela. That's the name of my wife. Her name is Gabriela, too. Michael says, you heard of COVID-15. What is that? It represents the weight we will be gaining. I actually don't know about COVID-15. Michael, you got to brief me on that one. Let's see what else I got here. Libby says, a lot of content per day. How do you make, hold on, getting a lot of comments here. How do you make sure it's also quality content and useful? Libby, right now, the focus should be quantity over quality. Right now, you got to be more focused on increasing the quantity of communication, and the quality will improve on its own. So it's about being real. What I will tell you right now, the most important element is not high production, super edited. It's more like raw, unfiltered stuff. Like right now, you have I got my whiteboard here, okay? But it's just because this is where I have in my office. But can you move the camera around so they can see how I don't have any production? Like value, not really, don't move it, right? Can you change a little bit? You guys can see here, right? This is my setup right here, because this is where I'm at on the actual office, but I am more interested right now on actual raw, unfiltered content, okay? You gotta be yourself and you gotta be raw, right? And if you communicate like that to people, they're gonna get to understand you more and they're gonna get to consider you more real than anybody else out there. So it's not about quality right now, it's about quantity of content, doing as much as possible. Facebook Lives, Instagram, articles, videos, podcasts. You want to do, take images, take pictures, communicate, talk to the world. Be a stabilizing influence. Be omnipresent, talk with reality, be stabilizing for them. And if you do that, you're going to eventually have a lot of success with these people. Okay, so this one right here, they're all connected. Number four, provide value. What does it mean to provide value? It means that you're not selling them anything. Let me tell you one thing that is important for you guys to know. Tell me, comment below if you guys are business owners. Let me know if you guys own a business. Right now, what is your situation right now? And tell me if you are looking for ways to actually be able to market your business better. Because I'll tell you some tips about this that are important. Okay, so let's see. Andres says, Anchor is the real shh for beginners. I love it. You got it, Andres. That's right. Nathaniel says, I'm on the scholarship of the Facebook Bestsellers and I'm fascinated. Love the format and value and easy to follow information. I'm so lucky for seeing that email with the invitation. Thank you, Manuel. Great, Nathaniel. Great to see that. Okay, great. Ken says, I'm trying to launch a local digital media consulting agency. I think that's a really smart move right now. Ken, I think I mentioned that in the last few days. Right now, like Forbes explained on their article last week, digital marketing has become a new gold right now. You gotta know how to do it and then you will succeed. Okay, so providing value, what does that mean? Well, you're grabbing your information, whatever your products and services are all about, and you're getting them out there in the world and you're letting these people have your information. Because your information, even though you take it for granted because it's yours and you've been talking about it maybe your whole life, maybe the last 10 years, you feel it's normal. Most people out there don't have that information. So your job in this particular COVID-19 era is to figure out how to spread the word with your particular people and let them know how you can help them with your information. If you're a tax accountant, hey, why don't you talk about the changes and how the law has changed now and you don't have to submit your taxes by March 15th or April 15th. If you are a beauty expert, well, why don't you talk to them about being healthy in this particular very difficult time zone and educate them on how to wash their faces to be naturally organic. If you are a makeup artist, what a perfect time for you to educate people on how to look beautiful with makeup so they can practice at home, because right now they need to actually be at home, but they could learn and they probably have a lot of makeup for them to practice. And if not, guess what? They can buy stuff from Amazon. If you are a designer, talk to them about designing. If you are, no matter what it is, if you're a real estate agent, talk to them about real estate and talk to them about what the opportunity of real estate is now presented to the world. Because let me tell you one thing, you're gonna have to put your money somewhere. So if you're a real estate agent, you know that the money might go in the direction of real estate. Why? we're not going for a 2008 economic real estate crash. We're going for a 2020 COVID-19 economic collapse. Real estate seems to be at a safe spot. So I can see a lot of money still going in the direction of real estate. If I was a real estate agent or a real estate expert or some kind of property manager or whatever, I would talk about that subject and I would talk about that a lot. So you got to think about what can you do? What can you talk about that you do it consistently because you want to start planting your roots and planting your flag in this very, very unique era in which you can talk to the world and get a lot of attention and then get ready to have audiences. And here's why you want to build audiences. This is the purpose of doing 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you do this, you're going to be able to build audiences. What do I mean? For those of you guys that are rookies, go ahead and comment below and tell me if you guys are absolute rookies. Tell me. I would love to see that. If any of you guys are absolute rookies, comment below. It's like, Manuel, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. Regardless of that, I'll tell you. In social media, in Facebook, in Instagram, in Instagram TV, in Messenger, in these platforms, there is something that I like to call digital footprints. These footprints are basically evidence that you leave behind as a user in regards to your activities. If you watch a video, me as a marketer, if you watch my video, if you're here in Facebook Live right now, I know that you are here. I actually have that data. You know for how long? For a full 365 days. For 365 days, I am able to communicate to you again because you were watching this video. That is a digital footprint. If you visit my website, I know that. If you send me a message, I know that. If you comment on my post, I know that. If you engage, I know that. No matter what you did, I know that. Believe it or not, it sounds scary, right? But this is the actual caveat of using these platforms. You are abiding by their rules. What do you think Facebook is? A nonprofit? Heck no. Facebook is a public corporation. And their number one asset is not the marketer, is you, the audience, the person. Because the person, which is the user, is what allows Facebook to come back to me, the marketer, and say, hey, let me tell you something. I got 3.4 billion people active in my platforms. How about that, right? And because of that, I'm going to actually allow you to advertise on them. But I'm gonna have to charge you a bunch of money because I have a big audience in it, more than anybody else out there. And that is how Facebook operates. They accumulate your data, and that's part of the agreement. They see your activity, and they share that activity with us marketers. So I'm able to utilize it. So on Facebook, for example, I can actually target people that have visited my website, that have watched my videos, that have sent me messages, that have confirmed attendance to my events, that have shown an interest to go into my events, that have engaged with my Instagram profile, that have watched my Instagram TV videos. All of that could be retargeted on social media. You learned that inside my program. Again, I'm not selling you anything. I am a humanitarian. I'm in the middle of a humanitarian campaign to help businesses thrive, and I don't need a penny. I actually don't want you to buy anything from me. I'm being literal. Don't, if any of my staff call you with an offer, you need to say no. They won't call you, first of all, but I'm not trying to generate income from you at this point. If you want to sign up to the actual Facebook Masters course, which people have paid thousands of dollars for, all you got to do is go to manuelsuarez.com/expansion, and the link should be in the comments somewhere on this Facebook Live. manuelsuarez.com/expansion. It is a $2,000 course. In module 6, for example, which is the all about audiences, you're going to learn how to create these audiences and how to build audiences that you can continue communicating to. So you can do this, and now you can build audiences. So what happens once you do that? Well, if you look at the path that I've taken over the last several years, my agency has grown like crazy. My brand, for example, I have a brand called Natural Slim. It's Latin American brand. We sell millions of dollars a month. and we do really well. And we have 9 countries that we service, and we've grown through getting my dad in front of the world and talking to the world. He has a channel called Metabolismo TV in YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, and we communicate and we give value, and we don't sell anything. All we do is we provide value. That's all we do. We educate, we nurture, we provide value. We give information that's going to help these people improve a particular aspect of their lives. And when I do that, something magical happens. I build audiences. And these audiences, I sell them things, all right? I do sell them things, okay? So now you got it. Points 1 to 5. Let me take a quick pause right here. Station identification. If you guys are new here, if you're finding me for the first time, I want to thank you for being here. I'm on a mission right now to help you and any of your businesses thrive in this social media environment, in this online world, in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. I want to help you guys expand in this very difficult world that we're living through right now, because I believe that businesses make the world go round, and if we don't save them, we're going to be in a lot more trouble than we are at right now. All right? So because of that, I believe that any of you guys that take action, and any of you guys that put yourself in front of training and all these processes, you're going to be able to stand and continue to survive and keep your quality of life. And despite the incredible pandemic that we're all going through, unprecedented, we're going to stay alive and keep our businesses afloat. So any of you guys that are here watching this Facebook Live with me, watching this webinar, thank you for being here. If you're on Facebook, please go ahead and press that button and hit share and help me find more people that I can service, all right? I am a servant of you at this point. I'm not selling you anything. I'm not offering. I don't have an upsell. I don't have a one-time offer. I don't have anything. I am a servant. I am here to provide value and to educate you guys throughout the next couple of months. All right. Share. All right. Help me spread the word. Okay. So we already went through the steps 1 through 5. If you guys missed that, and if you guys are late to the show, if you just joined the Facebook Live, you can go back as soon as we're done, and there's going to be a replay of this particular webinar. And then you guys can go back and rewatch and hopefully get a ton more value, get a lot of notes, and just get into action. Massive, massive action. Not a time to sit down and binge watch. It absolutely is not a time for that. Okay, so number six, okay? So after you become omnipresent and you know how to talk to this world in social media, after you talk to them with reality, you become a stabilizing influence, you provide value, you build audiences now, and you have all these audiences, well, guess what? You gotta become a marketing expert. You need to become a marketing expert. If you have any business aspirations, either you or somebody close to you must become a marketing expert, because becoming a marketing expert will guarantee your ability to get your offers in front of who? These audiences. What is the purpose of building audiences if you don't have anything to sell them, right? If you don't have anything to actually get them to convert. When you build audiences, the purpose to build audiences is actually so you can service these people and able to service them with products and offers and things that you can do service-wise, all right? But you can only do that if you become a marketing expert. How do you become a marketing expert? I'm going to be straight up, all right? You have to grab one person that has been there and that has done that, and you gotta consume their training. You gotta believe that there's correct information out there about how to use these platforms, and you gotta put yourself out there, all right? How do you do that? Well, 2 months ago, actually a week ago, if you wanted to be a professional Facebook advertiser and learn from my process that I have implemented successfully to generate over $200 million of revenue over the last 6 years alone at this point. And if you want to learn that, you would have had to pay $1,997, all right? Today, because of the pandemic, I am allowing people to get in for free, and I am not selling you anything. In order for you to sign up to this process, you got to go to Manuel Suarez. .com/expansion. All right. And sign up. In order for you to be a part of my Facebook Masters program, it is not absolutely free. It's not absolutely free. Let me tell you what I require from you. All right. And it's very simple. And if you're not willing to give me these free things, then don't sign up. If you are willing, please go ahead and sign up and go through the process. This is what I require from you. For any of you guys that have not yet signed up, all right, and you're interested in finding out what is the requirement for you to be able to join my $2,000 program for free. Okay, good. Let me just erase this so we have a little more space. Okay, so number one, you got to be willing to give me a testimonial video. Testimonial video. I don't need it right now. I need you to get through the course, start moving through the course. And at some point, I'm going to be asking you for it. And if you don't give it to me, your access will be revoked to a $2,000 course. Again, if you guys want to know what I'm talking about, check this out, okay? Go to manuelsuarestraining.com, all right? I don't want to write that right now because I don't want to waste your time. Go to manuelsuarestraining.com, manuelsuarestraining.com, and try to find out if you say join the course, how much is it going to cost you to sign up? So you guys see that this is a public course. And at the bottom of that page, you can see a lot of testimonials of people that have joined this course over the years, a lot of them. ManuelSuarezTraining.com. I bet you that I have students here live with me that can tell you a little bit of feedback about what this course is and what it meant for them. Number one, you're going to have to give me a testimonial of what you accomplished for the course. Number two, and this is very important, I only want doers. I don't want people that are not willing to put in the work, all right? If all you want to do is binge watch and get up to date with Walking Dead or get up to date with House of Cards or up to date with Game of Thrones or whatever, then don't sign up because I'm going to be monitoring this. My team once a week is going to be cleaning up the program. Anybody that has not signed in will get a warning, will get a second warning. If they still do not subscribe, we're going to get them off the program and there is no going back. There is no returning, all right? So you're going to have to stay active. That is an absolute mandatory requirement. If you don't want to have this restriction, you would have had to have a $2,000 payment like a lot of people did, thousands of them. And then at that point, I don't force you to move for the course. I don't remove the access. But on this free one, I'm going to require that you actually stay active. Little note right here, side note. April 30th is the last day to sign up for the course. April 30th. I'm giving people a little bit over a month from the time of this particular Facebook Live. Yes, correct. A month and 5 days. One final thing. I need you to help me help people. I need you to help me help people. You got to spread the word, all right? Once you sign up, all right, if you go to manuelsuarez.com/expansion, which I put it here again, if you go to this link right here, and you go to manuelsuarez.com/expansion, you sign up, you put your information, it's gonna be your email, your phone number, your country, and you're in. You're gonna go to a thank you page. At that point, there's gonna be a button that takes you to Messenger. And you have to have a Messenger account because inside Messenger, I'm going to provide you with a special link. That special link is your link, your unique link that you're going to be able to utilize to share the word around the world on Facebook and Instagram, on Messenger and WhatsApp, on LinkedIn, on email, on anywhere. You're going to share that and then I'm going to have the data as to what you're doing to be able to help me spread the word. Every time that you share it out there and people click on it, I have that data. I know people coming into Messenger with what you're doing for me. People are going to be seeing that link. They click on it. They come to Messenger. We give them the information on signing up. And now you get the credit for that particular person that you helped me introduce to the Facebook Masters program. So again, humanitarian campaign, next level for me to be able to help you guys during this very difficult times. Okay. So just to recap, testimonial, stay active and share with as many people as possible. I will come up with a game, which we haven't launched officially, that the people that share this the most, I will give them something else special. Like they're gonna get a consultation, they're gonna get something else I'm gonna figure out so I can help them more because they were able to step outside the normal and help me spread the word aggressively, okay? Testimonial, stay active and share. Okay, so going back to accepts over here. Number six, become a marketing expert. So again, if you guys are just joining, you might have to go to the beginning of this event and watch it again, because I'm covering the battle plan for the COVID-19 marketing era, all right? If you guys are here and you haven't shared this video, this Facebook Live with other people, help me spread the word. Rain, keep me up to date. How many people do we have? All right, we'd love to know that right now, because I cannot see that here on my screen, okay? Okay, got it. Good. So communicate, be omnipresent, don't ignore the reality, be a stabilizing influence, provide value, build audiences. Why do you want to build audiences? Because you're going to become a marketing expert. And when you become a marketing expert, guess what? You have audiences that you can sell your offers and products and services to, and you're going to learn all about that, guess where? In my course, which is free right now for a few days, for a month and a week, manuelsuarez.com/expansion. And then the final point, but not the less important one, because we do have to pay our bills, right? We have to be able to advertise. We have to be able to survive and feed our family. Because of that, this is where you actually monetize right now, all right? Are you ready for this? This is where the money is made right now. You don't sell to cold audiences during the COVID-19 pandemic. You don't sell to people that don't know who you are, all right? You don't introduce yourself with like, hey, guess what? I got an offer for you. Here's a 50% discount. Here's a 20% discount. No, that's not how you win this battle. You win this battle and you win the business game if you apply this formula, if you build the audiences, and now you sell to your best audiences and existing base, all right? I believe it's existing, right? Is that the typo or no? Is it existing with G? I think it's with G, right? Okay. You're gonna sell only to your best audiences and existing base. So what are your best audiences? You might be wondering at this point. Well, let me know right now here, you guys that are here, from the people that I have on the Facebook Live, which is probably about 100 of you at this point, okay? Who of you guys has been with me on this entire webinar from the beginning? All right, let me know. Rain, let me know as soon as somebody answers. Who has been here with me for the last 40 minutes or so since I've been live on this webinar, okay? I wanna sell only to my best audiences. And who are those best audiences? My video watchers, my top 25% website visitors, people that message my page, okay? For example, I have Sofia Karamari that she says, almost from the beginning. Christian Acosta says, monetize, build trust, build existing base, you got it. Ken McRae says, I've been here from the start. Okay, good. So Ken, Sofia, you guys are my best audiences. You are somebody that I will sell things to in the future, because if I put a video of me in front of you with an offer, there's a high likelihood that you might want to pay attention. Even though I'm not going to do that, I promise you that. I'm not doing that at this point. I'm not doing that during COVID-19 at all, all right? This is a commitment that I have myself and my own agency. I'm helping people, period. But in the future, because I have done this, you are qualified as one of my best audiences. Yeah, if I have an offer for a training, for a mastermind, for a coaching, for a service, for something, you are going to pay more attention than somebody that doesn't know who the heck I am. Like somebody that might be on this Facebook Live that has never seen this crazy dude before, they are not going to probably be interested in whatever offer I have. So you're trying to generate audiences that you can sell things to. So with the question of, Manuel, but how do I feed my family, gets answered by, how well have you done this process? How good of enough job you have done to becoming an expert marketer? And have you created an offer that you can utilize to sell to your existing customer base and to your existing best audiences? So anybody that has purchased from you before, a few days ago or 2 years ago, you gotta treat them like they are the Queen of England, like they are the President of the United States. You say, sir, yes, sir, how can I help you? These guys are your bread and butter right now. Nurture, protect, educate, inspire, provide value to these people. Don't let these people stop believing in you. Be an influence for them and let them know that your business is here to stay. That customer base is golden for you. But at the same time, you are creating goodwill with all these people. And by doing so, you now have an audience that you can sell things to. Why? Because on the module 6 of the Facebook Masters course, which I worked so hard at building for you guys, which I sold for a lot of money, right? At that course, module 6, I believe, module 8, module 9, you're gonna learn how to build these audiences that you can actually retarget to them. And you're gonna understand the exact basics of all of it and the advanced technologies available on social media advertising so you can find these people to communicate with. So that's how you do it. Now, what are? Let me tell you a list of a few of the best audiences that you're trying to build here, okay? So when you put videos out there on Facebook, on Instagram, and Instagram TV, on Facebook Business Manager, which is business.facebook.com, you're allowed to create audiences. Again, all of it is described in detail on my course. You're allowed to build audiences, and those audiences right there can be divided into many, many different audiences. On Facebook, you have basically unlimited audiences, right? You have your list, like you can grab your customer list and you can plug it on Facebook. What are your best audiences? Okay, so let's name them out. Okay, I'm gonna take a moment here. Let's see what I got. So, Andres Rodriguez, he says for 20, 30 minutes or so. Great, Andres. How to miss 5 minutes. Okay, I got it. I'm in from the start, says Dalit. Okay, great. John says from the beginning. Boom, John. That's my best audience right there. That Daniela says almost from the beginning. Fantastic. Absolutely true. Yes, you got it. Okay, good. So best audiences. Let me tell you what I believe to be my best audiences out there, okay? My email list or phone number list. In case you didn't have this data, in case you didn't know, you can grab your entire existing list of customers, emails and phone numbers, and you can plug it into Facebook Business Manager, and you can talk to them. Hey, guess what, guys? We're doing great. We're surviving. We feel you guys. I know we're having a tough time right now, but we're gonna survive it. Let me know how we can help you. You can talk to these people, all right? And you can stay connected with them. You can do that. You can learn that on the Facebook Masters program, all right? We're not gonna get into that right now. Number 2, my second favorite audience in the world, all right, is video watchers. People that have consumed my videos on Facebook, on Instagram, or on Instagram TV, all right? This is my second favorite audience. I have been using this audience to grow our businesses for ages. If you look at people like the great and the one and only Dr. Eric Berg, who's one of my most proud products that I've done over the last few years, 4 million followers on YouTube subscribers, 1 million followers on Facebook, a powerhouse. Incredible guy, right? Our marketing is mainly based on building video watchers. I developed a bunch of different audiences. 25%, 50%, 75%, 95%. These are buckets of people that I can retarget. People that consumed at least a certain percentage of videos. When I have these audiences, I can continue communicating with them over and over again. Again, you're gonna learn more about that on the program itself. Message page, that's another great audience. If somebody got out of their way to send me a message on Messenger on my page, that audience is golden. And I wanna talk to them and continue talking to them and sending them offers and specials, even during the COVID-19 era. So you can talk to them and talk with reality, talk real, provide value, but present to them opportunities and give them offers so they can continue buying things from you. I'm still selling stuff. I just have to adjust my images, my content, my copy, and all of it to match the reality of what's going on today. That's all. Message page. Obviously, over here, we got website visitors. The website visitors is divided in many different sections. What do I mean by that? Okay. Website visitors, okay. You can have top 25% of website visitors, like the people that have spent the most amount of time on my website. You can have people that have visited my page in the last 30 days. And you can even exclude people that have not visited your page in 180 days. You have 180 days of data when you have something called the pixel installed on your website. If you don't have that pixel or you don't know what I'm talking about, on the Facebook Masters program, I take you by the hand, all right? I take you step by step so you can get all these elements in place along the way. These are our main audiences, and we talk to them over and over in social media, and we keep them educated, and we keep them communicating with us. We keep them connected because I want them to know that we're alive and well, and that we're going to continue servicing them no matter what. So email list, SMS list, video watchers, message page, website visitors. Why not continue engaging with these people over and over again? There's a couple of things that I would add to this. For example, there is one audience that you can create, which would be number five, which we can call it engage fans. These are people that are on your Facebook page, but not just your followers, right? Because these are not always engaged, but the people that are interacting with your content, engage fans. And then you can have also Instagram profile. Engage. So this one right here is also really valuable, especially if you are super alive on the Instagram platform. You want to make sure that you nurture these guys and be alive and communicate to them and keep on showing that your business is here to stay. Woo, that was hot. Okay, what do you guys think? Hopefully that provides a lot of value. Again, just to repeat, if you guys want to sign up, again, you can check it out, how this whole thing works. But if you guys want to sign up to this particular ridiculous humanitarian campaign that we're all working together on this, I have my entire staff supporting me on this process. You go to manuelsuarez.com. /expansion. Boom. Okay. And you're going to land on this page right here. You're going to see here that there's going to be a video that's going to autoplay. That video is going to give you a little bit more details. But you're going to see here that this is a free scholarship. You're not going to see this if you go on your mobile device, by the way, because it didn't really fit well there. But this is a free scholarship. Over here, you're going to see COVID humanitarian relief campaign. You're going to see a video. This, pay attention to this for a second. Not even important, okay? But I want you guys to pay attention to that. I put it there on purpose because I wanted you guys to know that it's for real. This thing right here, it's an award called the Two Comma Club Award that was given to the Facebook Masters program for selling over $1 million in a particular funnel, okay? This course has sold millions of dollars, and we have had a lot of people go through the program and get educated with my technology and my training and my experience over the last few years. So this is as real as it gets. You either believe in it or you are helpless and you're watching this and you have to believe that this is a scam somehow, because it's not possible that somebody really wants to create an impact in this world and wants to help society. It's just not possible. And it can't be. And I know it's inevitable to have haters out there that believe there has to be a catch. There has to be absolutely something that this guy wants from us, right? Okay, I get it. It's all part of it. So registration closes April 30th. It says over here. You're going to see the descriptions there. Over here, you can't really read this well. But again, it explains share on social media. Okay, share on social media. Actively move through the course. And share success with me, all right? Those are the three things that I need from you. If you're not willing to get that done, then I don't want you here, because there's no exchange, and we need to have an exchange. I would never give this for free to everybody out there in normal circumstances, because I don't believe people value free things well. That's why I'm putting some restrictions in place. I don't like to give free things to anybody, because when you give things for free, they don't really value what it really is. This course cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars to produce. I hired directors, 12 editors. I had a lot of people for a long time help me create a high quality product that I could sell to a lot of you guys for a long time, which I did, that earned awards along the way. I am a Facebook certified professional. I am certified by Facebook to be a professional educator in this field. I'm a certified professional, and I'm a certified planning professional. So this is what I do. This is my business. This is what I do for a living. I educate people and I help them. And at the same time, I run a marketing agency that helps people get more attention for their messages. And that's why I'm doing at this point. That's what I'm doing at this point. Okay. So if you guys want to sign up, again, it's manuelsuarez.com. Manuel Suarez, I'm going to write it here one more time. Manuel Suarez, let me do it on a thicker, actually, I cannot do that. Let me do this. I'm going to do it on a thicker. What do I want to do? What am I looking for? I'm looking for tens of thousands of people to join my mission right now. So that's why I'm going to ask you guys to come in, to help me spread the word, to get in front of the world and let them know about this particular thing. I am donating already millions of dollars. I have donated, I don't even know how much at this point, millions of dollars worth of services in the last few weeks. And I want to donate $100 million and get a lot of people in here and help them survive this very difficult time that we're all experiencing. Okay, so in the meantime, let me jump to see if I got some questions. And you guys can go ahead and shoot them here. All right, I know something came in on Zoom. So let me see what it says over here. Diana says, started 2 days ago and now finishing second module. It is very, very good and quality is there. Thank you very much, Diana, I appreciate that. Lloyd says, thank you for your generosity. I will share my success with you. Ken says, high quality training for sure. Okay, fantastic. Those are the Zoom comments. Meredith says, appreciate you sharing your knowledge. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you, Meredith, very much. I got Michelle says, this is amazing. I just got started on the first module. And we'll continue with the sixth video when we get finished here. I'm so excited. Okay. Akira says, brilliant idea and brilliant exchange. Kevin says, love it. Thanks. Awesome data. Okay. So Carlos says, thank you. Looking forward. Christian says, knowledge is power. Knowledge is powerful. Thank you for your kindness. Hashtag random act of kindness. Greatly appreciate your time. Thank you very much, Christian. It means a lot to me. Silvia says, no sé inglés. Sería que tenías programas en español. So she's asking if I have programs in Spanish. Silvia, if you go to YouTube and you search for my name, there is a channel in which I educate people in Spanish. Okay, some basic training from a few years ago. Nathaniel says, haters and people that don't believe are everywhere. Thank God they are only a few, but they make so much noise. We see them all over. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Nathaniel. Ken Jones says, thank you so much. Starting the course in 1 hour. Great, Ken. Excited to have you on board. Wasana says, I love your training. I'm assuming that she says, I love your training. Okay. Wasana, I love you. All right. And I mean it. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Okay, guys. Any more questions? Rain, are they coming in? No more questions? If not, we're going to wrap it up. Jason says, I'm on module 1A and the content and data is A+, and the exchange is so worth it. This content will change your business, whatever it is. Thank you, Manuel. Absolutely, absolutely great to hear that, Jason. Appreciate it very much. June says, thank you so much. Excited to get started. Woo, that was hot. Okay, guys. So I'm gonna try to keep on doing this as much as possible. By the way, did you hit share? I don't know if you did. How many people do we have still on the Facebook Live, Rain? How many people do we have? Did you hit share on that particular button? All right, so if you don't hit share, I'm gonna watch you. Just kidding, it's not mandatory, but help me spread the word. That's part of the power of social media, okay? Kristen says, wrap it up, too cute. So Christian, if you don't want to be here anymore, you can leave, man. All right, you can leave. You can just absolutely go, all right? Jadranka says, thank you, appreciate all. Patricia says, thank you so much. And yeah, absolutely, guys. All right, so appreciate you guys very much, and I will see you next time. ManuelSuarez.com/expansion. Get signed up now before it's too late, because again, on April 30th, the doors are closing. All right, talk to you guys soon.